Good evening. Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. It's good to have you here this morning. This morning? Evening. Wow. Hello. All right. Well, that's a great start to the week. Good to have you here this evening to just worship the Lord and to be in His Word once more before we close out the day of the Lord here. And we're going to open with a song. And since we're still, at least hope, we're still marinating on the joy of the Resurrection Sunday, let's sing hymn number 132, He Lives. Yeah. Well, we sang Blessed Assurance this morning, so we're going to sing He Lives this evening. 132.
I hear His voice.
Dear Father, we thank you once again, Lord, for your word, which was brought so faithfully this morning by our missionary, Giovanni Avendano, Lord, and it's just encouraging, Lord, to know that you are there, ready and willing, Lord, to hear our cries, Lord, that we only need to come to you and just fall before your feet and say, Lord, I'm here. And that's all we need to do. And Lord, you step in and Lord, and take us and change us. You take us as we are, and then you change us, Lord. And that is just such a blessing and encouragement, Lord. And so thank you for him. Thank you for his work. We pray your blessing and protection on his family as they travel and then return to the work in Guatemala, Father. And just thank you for the message this morning. Thank you for your word, Lord, which we have the freedom here in this country to read it and to preach it and to share it, Father. That's a privilege that's not shared by many places in the world. And so we thank you, Lord, because we know that that is a gift from your hand. We thank you now for this time of singing and rejoicing, Lord, where we can sing praise to you and thank you for the great work that you've done in each of our lives, Lord. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. A good friend of mine from my Bible study and I, we've been going through, again this month, the book of Proverbs. And it's amazing how you read one book. I've lost count of how many times I've read through the book of Proverbs, and you always find new things. And in Proverbs 11, this is yesterday's chapter, Proverbs 11, verse 11, says, "By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown." And it made me really think about my actions in the workplace, you know, because you can look at that verse and you project it onto a large city and you think of, I mean, for me, I live in San Jose, so that's like a million people. It's like, how can one person have an influence on like a million people? But then I think about the direct sphere of influence that I have in my workplace, you know, the 15, 20 people that I get to see on an everyday basis. And when we're walking with the Lord, we receive his blessing. And by the blessing, I love the way that says this, by the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. The city, your sphere of influence, that could be your city. And when we walk with the Lord, when we live in, in his truth and in his righteousness, are we a blessing? Are we being the blessing to the other people around us? Are we blessing the city that we're in right there? And that was a great challenge for me, and I really wanted to share that with you guys. Read through the book of Proverbs if you can this month. Start now. It's okay. It's not too late. But then, as we always do in the evening, we'd love to open it up to you if you have a song that you'd like to sing, and Diane's going to kick us off.
164.
164. Breathe on me, breath of God. Sing that song nearly often enough. I love it. Is there another song that's on your heart this evening? Yes, Rebecca. 393. Oop, a little behind there. 393. Take my life and let it be. Beautiful song of dedication. Is there another song that you'd like to sing tonight? Yes, Casey. 113. One of my old favorites, The Old Rugged Cross. Love the song. 2 songs that you'd like to sing tonight. Yes, Mrs. Otero. 225. I heard the voice of Jesus say.
Lay down the weary one, lay down.
That's cool. Garrett, do you have a song? 441. 441. Love lifted me. Amen. To know that the love of Jesus can lift us up. Amen. Amen. Is there another song that you'd like to sing tonight? Yes, Joe. Number 36. 36 from my man Joe. 36. A mighty fortress is our God.
Oh.
ends. His kingdom is forever. One more and we'll close for the night. Is there a song that you'd like to sing?
Anyway. There is a fountain.
222, there is a fountain.
Thank you so much, and I believe you have all an outline of our study. All right. Okay. Oh no, I give it to Raquel. So. I steal from one and give it to the other.
Do you need one?
I got it.